I hate to ask.
Then go.
Shall I not ask?
SOS was the abbreviation. That's what everybody said. Go ahead.
Okay. Fat pork cured in brine that is sometimes added to beans.
Salt pork.
Mm-hmm. And how about a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing?
Oh, golly. I've heard hog's head?
Yeah. Sure.
I've never eaten any such thing. Never would.
Yeah, well, I always heard it called head cheese, but I didn't realize
yeah,
it was pork.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I always thought it was a smelly cheese, but I didn't realize it was pork. If you want to get a solid out of a liquid, you have to do what to the liquid?
Strain it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call thin milk? Milk that's been watered down.
I can't stand it. It's, I'm drawing a blank here. If you go 4%, 2%, 1%, skim.
Okay.
There we go.
Is that different from Blue John?
From what?
Blue John.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you never heard of Blue John. Okay. Blue John is made from Holstein milk, because Holstein milk is thinner anyway than Jersey cow milk.
Is that right?
And in East Texas, they will make Blue John, which is really like, it's blue because it's so thin.
Yeah, I know thin gets to look blue, but my parents, both from East Texas, never have used that term.
Okay. They probably never would want to drink it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have tape left. Milk that's just beginning to turn is called?
That's beginning to turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say it's sour.
Okay.
Is there a...
That's fine.
Sour's
good.
Good enough?
Yep. There's a milk product that comes in a tub and has curds.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And, for what it's worth,
what?
My grandmother made clabber.
What is that?
Clabber is something similar to cottage cheese. She'd put the milk in a bag that she would hang over the faucet,
mm-hmm.
and it would drip through it, and it would curdle,
mm-hmm.
and it would make it look like cottage cheese, but sour to me. And my grandfather loved it. You'd have to eat it with a spoon. It was almost the consistency of ice cream, but it was not quite as hard as cottage cheese. But it's an old East Texas term, and it's called clabber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might hear that from somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard a few people talk about it, and I've seen it in, like, dialect dictionaries.
Mm.
But it's strange. I don't know how they fix it, but how do you keep from getting sick from the sour milk?
Well, apparently it doesn't. maybe the bacteria that it creates don't make you sick, but
maybe not.
I don't know how come we don't get sick from a lot of stuff that's. When you think of how cheese is made.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
you don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it, but I love cheese. But you know, it's.
What's a product that you can make with cornmeal?
A cornbread.
Mm-hmm. How would you make cornbread, or how have you seen it made?
My wife mixes it. And puts it in little paper cups and in a muffin tin,
mm-hmm.
and bakes it.
Mm-hmm.
And she also makes it where you in a by itself without little cups, so you have to slice it and make it.
She makes it in a pan.
In a pan, so they're squares.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does she ever make it on top of the stove?
No.
Have you ever seen it made on top of the stove?
No.
Have you ever seen those little like? They're made out of cornmeal, but they look like hockey pucks, and they taste, well, they don't taste like hockey pucks, but they're about the same consistency as a hockey puck.
That hard?
Almost.
I never heard of such a thing.
You never heard of, like, a corn pone or a corn dodger?
I've heard corn pone. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, we call it corn pones. We call them those hockey puck things.
Mm-hmm.
We like to eat them, but I don't know why we like to eat them, but we do.
Well, no, you're supposed to... take cornbread, slice it, and put butter on it, and let the butter melt, and then you open it up and pour honey on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat that for a dessert.
Oh, that's yummy. Now, a bread made with wheat is called?
Wheat bread.
Mm-hmm. And what makes bread rise?
Makes what?
What makes bread rise?
A yeast.
Okay. And if you have a carbonated beverage that you're going to offer a guest, what would you offer them?